candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by God. About a Yankee, that's awful neat.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And that's supposed to be Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's a James Cagney version of the song, so I should have known right from the get-go that it might be a little different.
It is definitely different. It's not what we learned in elementary school,
no,
that's
for
certain.
I was thinking of the other Yankee Doodle, went to that one.
That's the one you learned. Feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Thank you. Okay, well, you can't always count on Spotify to get the right one. That's more of an operator error, I think. In the studio with me this morning is Wesley Odom. You know him from Armada Advisors, but he's wearing a different hat this morning, and I'm pretty excited to talk about this because I will tell you, I have to confess, I've lived in Pensacola over 20 years, and I still have a lot to learn about the history of Pensacola. And you're here to tell us all about the exciting events coming up for the 250th anniversary.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. This year, everyone's been hearing about 250.
Yes.
What? The 250th anniversary of our nation's birth. So we're very excited about that. Of course, it's going to culminate on July 4th. But Pensacola gets started early. And
yes,
the reason we get started early is because of Galvez Day. Back in 2011, Mayor Ashton Hayward promulgated that from henceforth, the 8th of May will be Galvez Day in honor of the important Revolutionary War battle that was conducted here in 1781. And so ever since then, there's been a select group that's growing and growing and growing. And this year, because of the 250th, it's gotten more excitement. Mayor D.C. Reeves authorized the creation of a 250th committee.
Oh, cool.
And this committee has been planning all sorts of fun things for the year. And the inaugural events that are coming up are basically a conference and a battlefield tours and also a gala.
Yes, I see. I got the invitation in front of me. This is exciting.
It is really neat. It really neat. And this and it's getting the news about this gala is and the other things are getting attention. We've got for the conference, we have a speaker coming in, for example, from Baltimore, who's a foremost speaker about revolutionary armies. He's going to talk about the effectiveness of British Army compared to the Spanish Army, compared to like the French Army.
When is the conference, Wesley?
The conference is actually Saturday, the 9th in the morning down at the right place at First Methodist Church.
Do I need tickets to go to that, or is there a website I can go to get information?
There is a website and for more information and you might be able to go to the City of Pensacola site and get more information.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's, that's one thing that I have all these QR codes that people scan these days.
Yes, I know.
But you can't do that in the radio.
I know, right. You can't click on the QR code. That's why I was just checking on the website there.
You can't do that. So
I'm sure if you Google Galvez Celebration, it'll probably pop up for you. But something you shared with me, which is very interesting, I did not know this about you, that you've written a book. And I love this. The title of this book intrigues me, The Longest Siege of the American Revolution, Pensacola. Tell me about that. See, I have lived here a long time, but I still don't know all the history. And every day I learn something new.
Sure. We all learn something new
amazing.
Every day.
This,
absolutely. Basically, when we grew up, we were taught there are 13 colonies.
Right.
And they're the ones who fought against, King George and the British and all that kind
Paul
of stuff.
Paul Revere and the Raiders and
absolutely.
Everybody, right?
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Well, that was later in the 1970s.
I'm just kidding.
Cherokee people, Cherokee
Nation.
I know,
right?
But we're dating ourselves.
Sorry,
that, Meg.
I know. I couldn't help it.
Anyway, we should have opened with that song, maybe. So what happened is there was a 14th and 15th colonies that were invited to participate, and that was East Florida and West Florida, and we kindly decided not to participate in the rebellion.
Really?
Absolutely. We were invited to participate in the First Continental Congress, Did not want to send any people. We said, we're happy. We're happy with the British. We have no complaints.
Wow, that's interesting.
And so as a result of our loyalty to the crown, when the rebellion did pick up steam, King George said, hey, for anyone in the 13 colonies who aren't happy with what's going on, if they move to either the 14th or the 15th colonies, you get no taxes for 10 years.
Whoa.
Now, I can ask you, would you like to go to a remote part of Alaska where there's no Walmart, no internet or anything for 10 years and pay no taxes?
I don't know.
Well, several people did. They didn't go to East Florida because it was just mosquito heaven, and in St. Augustine, that was it.
Right.
But West Florida, they did, because West Florida was all the way from the Apalachicola River, which is where we changed time zones in the state of Florida, all the way west to the Mississippi.
See, Florida is more appealing than Alaska.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of people came down here.
Yeah.
And as a result of this remaining British during the Revolutionary War, it began when Spain decided to join the war in 1779, they made it a primary purpose to retake Florida because they had lost Florida in a prior war, which is the French and Indian War. They traded it for Cuba because in Cuba they had lost it. So anyway, long story. But anyway, I did a book. It's actually published first, obviously, in the United States. And then in 2022 or 23, it got picked up in Spain.
Wow.
And it's now published in Spain, in Spanish, of course. And actually, I think about every year, it seems like TV crews come from Spain. I had one about 4 weeks ago came in and interviewed me about
I love that. We need to have you come back and just talk about that. That's just amazing to me.
It's a good story. But this is a great opportunity for Pensacolians to go on a $5 tour if they want to, the battlefield. A vehicle will take you around the battlefield, talk about it.
When is that going to be?
It's going to be on the 9th of May.
Okay.
And it's going to be right after the end of the conference. And then that night is really exciting because we have a gala. And this gala is unlike any that you're going to see in Pensacola.
Okay.
I can guarantee you. It's not like your typical Fiesta galas and things like that.
I was
going
to say, this is not related to Fiesta.
It's not related. It's a 250th committee. It's totally unrelated
thing.
And the reason I want to say it's unique is first of all, you go in, you do your when you come in, there are going to be guards at the Sanders Beach Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have tickets in advance, 2 weeks in advance. So it's not like you can just show up.
Right.
Number one, you need to either be in 18th century costume.
Ooh.
Or you need to be in a tuxedo.
Okay.
Or black tie, you know, basically.
Okay.
So either or. So that's the number one thing.
Okay.
Number two is you go through, the guards let you in. There's a caller that's going to announce your name.
Mm-hmm.
You go through a small receiving line.
Ooh.
And then just like you're in the 18th century, and then you have a social hour. It's like your drinks and whatnot, typical what we have today. And then you have a bona fide colonial meal that includes like two drinks. You have wine and whatnot.
Interesting.
I'm
afraid to ask what's in the colonial meal. It might be a little different than today.
It's going to be good. It really is. I looked at the menu and I was like, oh, this is so incredibly good. There used to be a tavern that was located in Philadelphia. And it was a historic tavern, and it was set up by, in 1976, it was set up by the U.S. Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it went for many, many years. I think a few years ago it closed because they stopped congressional funding or something. But they served authentic meals that had been updated to American palates. And I've been there. It was really delicious. We're actually taking that cookbook, and we're applying it to this.
That is so neat.
So it's really, really good. So we're going to do that, the colonial dinner. And then right after that, we have, have an auction items, things like that. They'll probably announce the winners there. And then we have a few solos, periods, like one in French that was popular at the time, an American song that was popular at the time, a British song that was popular at the time, and even German, I think. And then after that, what's really fun is we get down and do a colonial dancing. Now, let me explain colonial dancing, all right? It's kind of like watching Bridgerton.
I was just going to say, this is what it's sounding like,
it's
with the
like
announcing
Bridgerton.
People as they come in and all of that.
Exactly. It's like Bridgerton. I've never watched it. My wife said, this is literally like Bridgerton. I said, just tell everyone it's about Bridgerton. Whatever. But in that day and age, in colonial times, in order to meet somebody, you didn't like ask the girl to go to the dance with you. You would just go.
First of all.
Well, in the 18th century, that was more in 19th century, but 18th century, it was more like you just would meet people. And so that was your opportunity to meet people. So there's going to be a lot of people who are single coming. I know there's some people who are like a celebrity I know, female, who's coming.
Okay.
We have some people, we can't really describe who they are right now, but coming from Spain.
Neat.
For this event, because it's really important for Pensacola's 250th. So that's exciting. We have people from Miami who already scheduled it.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot more to tell you about.
Sure.
Wesley Odom is here telling us about the Galvez Gala, which is going to be on May 8th. May 9th. But the events are that weekend, correct, for the whole thing, May 8th and 9th?
Yeah, May 8th is Galvez Day. We actually
That's
do a march in front of the Galvez statue, commemoration ceremony again, all that kind of good stuff, a dinner at the Yacht Club. And then the next day is when the conference is and the tours for the public, because it's a Saturday.
Gotcha.
We want to max out the Saturday
All right. We're going to give you more details on the Galvez event coming up in May. And it's right here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Wesley Odom about the Galvez Gala and all the events surrounding it. If you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. I'm fascinated by this. I think this is very exciting. And I love what you said about Galvez being a hero in Spain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That
He's
the
a big
coolest
hero.
Thing.
When the King of Spain came in 2009, he said, "I only come if I can go to the Galvez statue first."
No kidding.
And honor him. Because, in Spain, De Luna was a failure.
Really?
I think he was a huge failure.
Oh, my goodness.
And Galvez
was
a huge hero.
Don't tell anyone around here that, please.
Huge hero. I mean, think about it. Where in the United States do we celebrate a loser?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Pensacola.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, no.
It's the weirdest kind of bizarreness that you can think of. You know, who can you tell me, do they celebrate the guy who actually established Pensacola? Succeeded? Do you even know his name?
I am not from here, so I'm going to use that as my caveat to get out of that question.
It was Areola.
Oh.
Spanish guy named
Areola.
So
you wrote a book about this.
Well, he was not in the book because he was 1698.
Yeah.
But he actually established a permanent colony in 1698. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was destroyed by the French in a war in 1719, but still, that colony, whatever. So anyway, we're not talking about that.
Well, the one that I used to, you're starting to sound a little bit about my friend, Mr. Appleyard.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was our fabulous expert.
Yes,
at least
he
to come
was.
On and
he
talk
was a
about
good storyteller.
History.
Really was.
He really knew the history, but sounds like you do too. And I feel remiss. I feel like I want to look into it more. I'm going to get your book.
Okay, well, thank you. But anyway, let's talk about this gala.
Yes.
This gala is so much fun. Again, if you have 18th century costume or a tuxedo or a nice dress or something like that, hey, come on down. Even if you're single, there's going to be plenty of people who are single guys and gals, because we're going to have a band that's with a caller. A caller's going to come in. I think she lives down in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The band, I think, is called 7 Pounds of Bacon. I mean, you can't make that up.
No, you can't.
And this is like the foremost historical reenactment type.
I love it. Will they have some people that can teach us how to do some of the dances?
Yeah, she's going to walk you through it and everything.
Some
of the dances you're going to see is like Virginia Reel.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a fun one. You dance by someone, you end up dancing with other people.
Right.
It's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2 hours of dancing.
How fun.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. The thing I think is really nice is you get a chance really to interact with a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a dance these days, you're almost like, oh, well, I have to take this person to dance. I'm always going to be with this person.
Right.
But in this particular gala, it's not like that. And we're hoping that this catches on, that the people from we might not be able to get all the people from Spain to come back. They want to come definitely this year. As a matter of fact, we would have had a larger group from Spain that come in. But some of them got upset when President Trump got upset with Spain about restricting the air bases,
mm-hmm.
and said some comments anti-Spanish, and so they got really upset. But they were just folks who got their feelings hurt a little bit. But most people are going to come.
They're still going to come.
The official delegation is going to come.
Oh, good.
And that's going to be fun. So anyway, we have people from Texas, I've already been told, who are coming. People from Louisiana are coming.
Neat.
Mobile, but we reserve some Pensacola tickets still. We've also got some interest recently in the Masons, because if you remember, in the people who signed the Constitution, 33% of the people who signed the Constitutions were Masons.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother book.
It's a whole nother book. That's right.
That's very
our dollar bill has all Masonic references to it on the dollar bill. This is going to be interesting. We've got Masons coming. I mean, it's going to be a really good amalgamation, I think, of people who helped found our country, and we can celebrate that in a unique way. I mean, this is you might not recognize the songs of the era, maybe a few, but we don't know very many revolutionary songs.
Not lately, but I'd be curious to hear them.
Well, we talked about Yankee Doodle. A lot of people don't realize that Yankee Doodle, you know, why they call it stuck a feather in my cap and called it macaroni. Well, it's real simple because the song during that era, if you said to someone they were really stylish, like in the 70s, you might have said, oh, you're so Cosmo. Mm. Or in the 90s, you might have said, oh, you know, you're so, fat. It's so fat, man. So fat. Whatever.
P-H-A-T.
Yeah, P-H-A-T, right. Anyway, but no, if you're very stylish, they would say, you're macaroni. Oh, you're very macaroni.
Oh, I think we need to bring that back.
Oh, you're just so very macaroni.
Oh, Wesley.
So if you put a feather in your cap and called it macaroni, it means you're very stylish. He thought he was just the stylish person by putting a feather in his cap. I am macaroni. I'm stylish.
In all my life, I never knew what that meant.
Yeah,
that
a
is
lot
the
of
coolest
people don't
thing.
Realize
no,
that.
That's the coolest thing.
So, you know, anyways.
See, you learn everything on Pep Talk.
Well, you can. Absolutely, you can, you know.
Now, how do I get tickets to this?
Again, go to Facebook. Type in Galvez Gala, something like that. There is some HTTP, whatever, if you wanted to go directly. But I think if you do enough searching on Facebook,
I think Galvez Gala will probably get you there.
I think Gala is, I think it really would.
Okay.
Anyway, if you want it'll also, you can find information about the Battlefield tours. I know Go Retro is one of the companies that's organizing the tours. And so, anyway, you can go there to that website and click on for May the 9th. Click on it, and it's like a $5, you know, which is cheap.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're talking with Wesley Odom. He's on the committee that's putting together the 250th celebration, the Galvez Gala, and we'll be back with some more details for you in just a minute right here on Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Wesley Odom is here this morning telling us all about the Galvez celebration coming up in that first weekend in May. So what else do we need to tell folks about, and how can we get participate in this? I'm very excited about this.
Well, first of all, I would encourage you to get tickets, and because the tickets shut down on Friday at noon, the 25th. So,
okay.
You know, that's coming up pretty quickly. And the tickets are $99 a person, which is really a bargain considering it covers your entire meal. It covers two alcoholic drinks, which are where have wine sitting on the table. And also it covers the entire band.
Wow, okay.
The caller, the whole nine yards.
And the free dance lessons.
Right, right, exactly. Well, they're going to walk you through it.
Everyone
will get to do it. It's a lot of fun. Most people think, oh, well, that takes away from everything. No, it doesn't, because you're actually, they just kind of line you up wherever you are standing.
No,
they say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Oh, guys on the right, girls on the left, you know,
I'm
blah,
in.
Blah, blah, and, you know, go
so
for
fun.
It.
So fun. So much fun.
So, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. And when you look back at I know what I did in 1976, because when I was a kid, to celebrate our country's birth.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember it.
I remember.
And you know what? I'm going to remember this, too, because this is going to be totally unique. It's not like going to a regular dance. I know there's another dance that's happening, I think, the day before somewhere else. And I think the tickets are, you know, like $150, $175 or something like that, a lot more. All the money goes to this event. If there's anything extra, it goes to the Grenaderos y Damas, which is a group. It's a nonprofit group.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, it was created actually just before 1976 by an authorization by the King of Spain.
Really?
Right, because he wanted to promote, the education of Spanish's involvement in the revolutionary event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this great event established the first constitutional republic in the world, America. And so he wanted to do this. So the chapter has it originated in Texas, has kind of migrated, and there's a chapter here in Pensacola.
Uh-huh. And it's called what again?
It's called Granaderos y Damas.
Do we know what that means in Spanish?
Right. Like the Granaderos, or like the men, the Grenadiers, which are the elite fighting men force, and Damas are women.
Gotcha.
So
I was pretty sure that's what
men and women, a noble women at that. Damas means you're a noble woman. So, in Pensacola. So we have a group of Pensacolans, and you know, if you want to get involved in the group, you can definitely get involved with it. Its emphasis and is totally different than you would say like a crew that would be associated with Fiesta, because the focus is on education and heritage and things of that nature. So, if this is successful, we might do it again. But anyway, it's never been done before. That's why we want to make it really special for 2026 for our 250th event. And I really hope that folks will decide to come out and celebrate it like it's 1776.
That's great. Okay, well, we're about to wrap it up here. Give us the information one more time, Wesley, and how we can get tickets.
We go to Facebook, Galvez Gala. Just search on that. You'll probably hit it, see it really soon. Also, you can contact Go Retro, which is a tour company here in town that's actually handling the tour aspects of the Battlefield tours that are going to be conducted earlier in the day for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And they also can tell you information about the Historical Symposium and give you a link to the QR code so you can scan it yourself.
I got a whole sheet of QR codes here. So, this is exciting. I'm very excited to hear. I'm so glad you came on this morning. And I'm going to pick up a book, The Longest Siege of the American Revolution in Pensacola.
Absolutely. Viva Galvez.
There you go. Viva Galvez. Thank you so much, Wesley. Super excited about this event.